It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to rapper French Montana, Kanye West is currently working on something bigger than music and something that is so crazy. Montana said in a recent interview, "When I went to go see him, he showed me something that was so crazy. But that's what makes people like him stand out, because he always thinks outside of the box, really outside of the box." Shout out to Kanye. I just see that Kanye is trying to do something that's going to change the world, whether it's something to help the people or something like, I feel like he's going to touch something that's going to change everybody's life. He also said that Kanye's music is headed in a more spiritual direction, saying the whole time I'm with him, he's telling me about this church and he's telling me about what his direction with the music is going to go.
Wow. Okay. Maybe we'll get a cure for AIDS or something. That'd be pretty dope. Come on.
I was thinking he's building a church. He's starting his own denomination.
Yeah, that's what
easy
I'm
religion or something.
I mean, maybe it'll bring it up. I saw the other day in the news that like 50% of people do not, claim to be religious. Like they don't affiliate with something. So maybe we'll all be following Jesus.
Lori Loughlin's daughter is under criminal investigation in the college admission scandal. Lori Loughlin and her husband, Mossimo, don't appreciate the backlash over their alleged involvement in the college admissions cheating scam. After pleading not guilty, a source told People magazine that the couple resents how the case is playing out in the public eye. They said this is putting unspeakable stress on her and her family. They're having to play this all out publicly, and they're fair game for jokes and memes, and they're also outraged by people who are saying that they're cheaters. They're being destroyed. Retired NFL star Rob Gronkowski has put a massive dent in the Patriots' sixth Lombardi trophy after using it as a baseball bat.
Dope!
It all happened when the Patriots were honored at Fenway Park before a Red Sox game that happened earlier this month. Different Patriot players were pretending to hit baseballs with the Lombardi trophy, and Gronk apparently missed the memo and actually hit the baseball with the trophy, resulting in a large dent right in the football of the trophy. The Patriots released video of the incident, and there appears to be no hard feelings.
This is like... just classic. Perfect Gronk.
Yep. Classic Gronk.
It's a giant ass dent, though. It's a big dent. I know. Have you seen it?
But the thing about the Patriots is they've got so many trophies, it doesn't matter.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. All right, we're cutting garbage short if you keep this crap up.
And Kelsey Grammer has been spotted carrying around a copy of a Frasier script pointing to a potential reboot. Grammer was seen in London holding a binder with Frasier on it and Kelsey's production company called Grammer written on the cover. Grammer has been teasing a possible reboot for quite some time, but only recently started discussing actual plot lines. Frasier lasted 11 seasons and had its series finale 15 years ago.
This is great news for Liv, the web girl, because she doesn't really know much about Frasier. And the thing is, it's like he's a radio host. He gives like advice.
Oh, wait,
we need
really?
More radio shows. Yes.
And we don't have enough radio movies or shows. I think about that all the
everybody
time.
Everybody loves TV. It's like, what about us? Like, me and Alex could totally star in a movie, a blockbuster.
Except in Parks and Rec, there is a huge, like throughout the entire seven seasons, a huge plot line involving their local radio show of, you know, the fake town Pawnee, Indiana. And it's called Crazy Ira and the Douche Nation. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity has shocked the world by revealing their skincare routine.